Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM.
Gotta tell you,
yes,
very tasty.
What are those? I can't see.
Japan candy.
Oh. Throw that up again. Throw it up. Let's see.
I understood two words. Guess what those two words are?
I don't know.
Almond and chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't like chocolate and almonds.
What?
Nah. I'm not so much of a fan either, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I?
Delicious.
Squirrel?
What? Mm.
I like almonds. I like chocolate. Not together.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I like? I like the almond Snickers.
What?
Mm-hmm.
My son was asking me when we were stuck in that line today for over an hour to not get breakfast together out of school. He was asking me, hey, can I do come to work day? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And he goes, you know, it's not really special to do mom. He's like, I'm literally in her classroom every day. I was like, fair point. I won't tell her you said that, but, you know, fair point. And then he goes, plus you guys got the good vending machine with the Twix.
Oh.
And then I thought to myself, I'm pretty sure Leroy just cleaned us out.
Oh,
I'll bring him some damn Twix. Oh my God.
You were getting after it the other day from the candy because you were like, oh, there are Whoppers.
Oh, there's literally nothing.
That wasn't out of the machine.
No, you said no, dude. You
that
went
out of the machine.
Hold on. You went and got Whoppers, and then you were like, I want some good candy. And you had a full-size Twix the next time I saw you.
Yeah. And then we had the best wings ever.
Oh, man, those things are good.
Yeah.
Delicious. Headlines here brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. He loses to the Suns last night, 115-112. But one bright spot, we got to open up the warehouse, baby. Kalel Ware. He got
a... He tells you what's in back.
Almonds?
No, I don't know what that is.
Kalel Ware, he got some minutes. He was the backup center last night when Bam Adebayo was on the bench. It looked pretty good. There was some struggles, but there were some great moments, too. Hit a three, had a great...
If he had one rule, if he had one job, he took care of that job. Protect the rim. Make it difficult around the rim.
Definitely did. Had a nice block. Had a few steals. I liked it. I see no reason why this kid should not get playing time.
Now you know we're not going to see him for a week, right?
Please, no. I know, like, they're going to be like, hey, guess what, guys? Kevin Love is back. I'm like, nothing against Love. I love. But, you know... long in the tooth, one could say. And I would say, let's just, you know.
Wait. Long in the tooth?
Yeah.
Isn't he the same age as Jimmy?
He's a year older.
Are you going to be saying that about Jimmy next year?
Never.
Okay. Then why are you saying about
Jimmy? I may be saying that about Jimmy this year. You seen him playing?
I don't like it. I don't like it. People are being
your opinion on players. His opinion on players is solely based on whether he wins his parlay.
You're lashing out.
Yeah, Leroy, you're lashing out.
No, you. You've been lashing out all day.
That's what she said. You're lashing out, Leroy. I'm just following her.
Ridiculous. Here was Eric Spoelstra on Khalil Ware getting a little action, baby, yesterday. Here is the Heat head coach on the Warehouse.
The way they do things, we felt like he could present some challenges for them at the rim, and he's been really progressing quickly, behind the scenes, and he's kept himself ready, and I thought his minutes were very good. Those were encouraging.
Yeah, it was encouraging.
Here's the thing that nobody could deal with. It's not the height. It's the 290.
Oh, Nurkic?
That dude's like a moose.
He is a moose.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, him hitting that three was just garbage. Like, what is that?
He hit three threes.
But, dude, the one that he hit from freaking Tucson.
I know.
I was like,
2 seconds left.
Nothing but net.
Yep.
Crazy, dude. Khalil Ware, this is him on having to be patient with Spo's philosophy.
I mean, it's just like you said, it's satisfying, just for it to, I guess you could say it's a more of a dream come true. I guess you could say that, because you put in the work, for them to watch you do that and for to finally be on that stage and to be able to perform and at your best. I feel like that's always good to do.
Oof.
I know what he wanted to say. Been playing basketball my whole life. That ain't gonna never change. Why all of a sudden I get here and now I gotta take baby steps?
Crazy. This is from Anthony Chang. He tweets out, the biggest difference between Bam Adebayo this season and last season is his efficiency inside the paint. Adebayo is shooting 46.5% in paint shots this season compared to 57.3% last year.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Yeesh.
I mean, we saw it.
Well, we saw it.
We don't need stats.
You
really need numbers to know Bam been building a brick house from in the paint.
Hey, they're there.
He won't even take an outside shot.
If you wanted confirmation, there you go, dude. Just your eyes do not lie.
What do we do about the stat that I presented earlier, though, that kind of may suggest that this may be something bleeding over from last year? Like, it isn't just this year, no longer good. It's not from 1 year to the next. It may be, according to the numbers, this has actually been trending for a while.
Are your number? You mean that stupid stat that you had that he hasn't had 20 points in a win
against a playoff team?
You know that was the team as a whole last year. They didn't have a lot of wins over playoff teams.
Well, I mean, carrying the torch.
No. You know what he basically did?
Yeah.
You know what he basically did?
Hmm?
He just went Tua stats on us. He just put Tua stats in basketball.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tua is 2-7 right about now. So maybe
you're like, bam, you had 20 points in a game, but you were doing it with some dude from Sioux Falls because Jimmy and Tyler didn't show up for work. Get together, you bum.
Tell me that his 20 points against the Sixers happened when Embiid was out?
He was out. Those are just the facts. I just wanted to remember that.
Well, those are the facts then, buddy. He doesn't.
Jaime Jaquez at 30. You want me my parlay that day?
Good times.
Good times.
Remember that?
Double-double.
He hasn't really hit that since.
Hopefully the BGs are done for him because he's missed the last couple of games. Been sick.
Let me explain something to you. He going to come back weighing about a buck 80. Because if he still got the BGs, unless he got like the stomach, a bug or something, a flu or something, you know what I mean? But just the BGs? Oof. If you have BGs that last longer than 2 days, please go to the hospital.
Oh, ah.
That's into the bathroom.
I wonder if it's one of those things where every time you go to get up, oh, no, oh, no, not yet.
You can't play basketball like that. It's too embarrassing. You can't all be like Paul Pierce.
I wonder if he's still in Mexico sitting on the toilet.
Sweating.
Oh, there's nothing worse. That's worse than a big guy on the sidelines when you get the bubble gut sweats.
Hey, you had that at the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
A great story.
Was that from Bad?
I was like, please! Ah! Woo! I was down, and I was like, And I kept myself. I couldn't find no paper. I had toilet paper stuck. I couldn't find no lights or nothing. I'm sweating. And,
that's funny because you were doing this on the dark too, right?
I was in the dark. I'm trying to wave to get the lights. And I'm trying to concentrate on doing. I'm like, oh, what did I eat? I'm never eating that again. Well, no. And then when I left to go home, I bought some hot fries. So I don't know.
See, imagine what you ate here. Imagine what he ate over there.
I know.
Much worse.
But I'm just like, I couldn't, like, wow. That never happens. So, I'll be back. I tried to play it off, but by the time I got into the hall to go to the first floor, my arms and everything was sweating. I was like, shattered out. Then when the light didn't come on, I was like, please. Please, Jesus, just get me there. I don't want to poop on myself. Please, please, please. We've all had that feeling. You ever, on your way home, you know you're close, and then you get to a red light.
Now imagine you got to go score 15 points.
Awful.
Oh, that ain't happening. I've seen guys speed walk into the locker room during the game. Now, I will say this. I've never had to leave a sporting activity.
Never Larry Ozed it?
Nope, never.
How about that? Never. We'll take a break. We'll play a little Goosies. No Goosies. Coming up next.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel 9560 WQAM. And on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. That is free in your app store.
I forgot that was Soul League Day.
What was?
No,
it
wasn't.
Oh,
yeah, it was.
Huh.
No.
Yeah.
2 different days.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Both bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got for us today, Marcos?
Well, going to open up my bag of Goosies to determine how you guys feel about Tyler Hero balling out. Does that give you Goosies or no Goosies, good sir?
It does. Oh, it does because he's been traded 8 times.
Fair, fair.
So it's Goosies. Good that, you know, thank God he's balling consistently.
He's been great.
He's the most consistent Heat player right now.
He is. He's been great. His decision making has been great. He's been efficient. He's hitting threes. He's playing through contact. Everything that you would want from Tyler Hero. He looks stronger. He has been delivering and then some. It's Goosey's galore, dude. It's been it's Goosey's a tremendous galore. Tremendous playing of basketball from Boy Wonder. Boy Wonder playing like a man.
Yeah. Man.
Jaffic?
Yeah, thankfully he's playing like a man compared to all those times where you would trash him. But definitely the Gooseys. He also did not let us down yesterday for our parlay.
I did walk onto a plane. I did walk up from the plane aisle to Leroy during game five of last year's first round series. And I just looked at Leroy and just go, stinks. It was a dark plane. Everybody was sleeping.
Right. Walks up to me and says that. And everybody, and I'm like, oh, all right.
Just walked back to my seat, watched the rest of the ass kicking.
Great time.
This Tyler Hero, though, good.
And much happier.
You know what? You can't be that wishy-washy on your players.
I'm not wishy-washy. I just said it like it is.
Which gives you the ability to be wishy-washy.
It's not wishy-washy. I'm saying what I'm saying.
So your attitude towards the player can change from night to night.
I don't think it is changing. I think everything that I've said about him,
except the trading part,
has rang true. Yeah, but I mean, trading for Damian Lillard and Kevin Durant, like, you know, what an insult. He's even said that on the record. He's like, yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm in the trade talks for, like, who's that dude? Who's the guy? D'Angelo Russell? Yeah, it's not like, you know, it's not like you're in trade talks for him. Like, you're talking about the best players in the league. He would agree.
No, don't try to put no. We're with you every day. We hear some of the stuff you say.
I've written love songs for Tyler Hero. Nobody's backed Tyler Hero more than me.
Would you trade him for Giannis? Was he on your list that you still haven't answered?
Was he on my list? He was not on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no list. Mm-hmm. It's not really a list so much as it is a trade proposal.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and be technical with it.
So, like, would you say
this way of trying?
I would like to see your proposal.
Would you like? Would you say theoretically? It sounds like me. It sounds to me. Jay, do you have Gooseys or no Gooseys on this?
Me?
Yeah.
You already said.
I did say Gooseys. Oh.
Well, it sounds to me like you're saying strike while the iron's hot and flip him for Greek Freak. That's what sounds like you're saying.
Okay, no. Now you're putting like words in my mouth. That's very like cute that. Of you. Very like, cute of you.
Marcos, if I'm
just a whole little setup.
I didn't really want to go down.
Put your proposal out there.
Wow. You brought up the very Giannis. Cute. I didn't even bring up Giannis. You know, we're just talking about Tyler Hero, but theoretically.
Not a bad idea, you know, Figgy. Not a bad idea.
Go on that lap. It's okay.
Theoretically, if you were the Bucks and, you know, you had the ability to get a Wisconsin native in his prime in your build. If you were going to lose Greek Freak, who better to fill the void than a hometown boy done good? Interesting thoughts, Jennifer. I hadn't thought about it. I haven't put that in the ether yet. But I mean, you know, you do you. I mean, I'm not ready to do that because I'm a Boy Wonder fan. But I understand. Listen, you're looking. You got a mind ahead. You think big.
I like that.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
I think a clean sweep of Gooseys. Good job, Tyler. Number two. I got some bad news for you guys. You're not going to like this.
What's that?
A legend lost in the game. No longer going to be participating. Ray Gunn quitting breakdancing.
Oh, man.
Quitting dancing, dude.
I am going to say Gooseys because Gooseys. I feel like, though she was an embarrassment in her performance, really put a spotlight on breaking.
Oh, yes.
And I think that legends need to be treated with honor. And so for that, I have Gooseys. Went on top. Even though she went out with 0 points.
Correct. Technically, went out at the bottom.
Gooseys. But the publicity went out on top, even if it was all negative.
For the amount
of publicity.
Pretty good.
No Gooseys.
Wow.
Wow.
Let me tell you why I have no Gooseys.
Yeah, I gotta hear this.
To say you retired from something you were never good at.
No Gooseys.
Like, what are we doing?
It's like newspaper boxer who retired with a 7-45 record.
Right.
I've called my boxing career, everybody.
I'm going to retire from the NBA now, guys. Now that we've mentioned it, I think I no longer will be playing in the NBA. You will not see me dress up in the NBA. More lava. Ooh, lava. I love the lava.
JFig, do you have the goosies for the end of Ray Gun?
I do not have the goosies simply because you guys broke her heart and all her dreams.
No goosies.
Did you just give me a minus one?
For lying.
Great. You guys broke her, okay? You made her retire.
Didgeridoo.
More like Marcos? Don't. I don't have the goosies. Hopefully this means
no goosies.
That we won't have to hear from her. As of recent, I heard she was like challenging people to one-on-one contests for $10,000.
So, I'm sorry, where?
I don't know. She said, if you think you dance better than me, let's get a one-on-one. Dance better than Ray Gun, $10,000.
Nick T says this 15. Is like when Tobin...
Where?
Nick T says, this is like when Tobin retired the harpoon. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to grow as a person. You guys always want me to like, hey, Tobin, do the fake trade thing. You know, I'm trying to grow as a person, a broadcaster. You can't always go to the well with the same things.
Seems like someone else is proposing trades on this show now. Huh?
Yeah. Look at that. Fig. Okay. Yep. Trade machine Figgy.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That was me.
I mean, theoretically, if you did want to like throw in a little height in there too, because he's not getting much playing time here. Maybe a little more.
Do tell.
I'm just saying, theoretically.
Sweetener. Who should I have in my proposal?
Sweetener. What's number three, Froggius?
Number three on our agenda for today happens to be a little interstate rivalry.
Okay.
Florida gives Billy Napier the old vote of confidence. It's Canes and UF set to face off next year, September 20th.
I have the Gooseys because the Canes have kicked his ass. Though they won't have Cam Ward next year, they will be in position. I'm sure the next star will realize it's the place to be. You know,
got to go where the highs
go from. I can go from a 6th round pick to the number one pick in the draft with the Canes. Whereas Billy Napier is going to be sitting here being like, blocking each other.
Okay.
That wasn't even him. It was like 4 coaches ago. The point is, I have the Gooseys. I'm glad that, you know, the Gators are showing guts and sticking with their guy that the Canes already kicked his ass. So I'm happy about that. Leroy?
I don't, like, to give somebody a vote of confidence when your school sucks is not a vote of confidence. That's, you know what that is? Stop asking me. I've clarified that. Until I haven't.
Don't you only have to give a vote of confidence when things suck, though? If things are good, why would you have to give a vote of confidence?
It's true. He's got a point.
Because the team sucks. Why would I give a vote of confidence to losing?
But they did.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You think his ass can't get fired?
He's our quarterback.
Whole statement.
Okay.
Jay Fig?
No gooseys.
All right. Tough crowd.
No gooseys.
Tough crowd.
Marcos?
I'm going to say gooseys.
Gooseys.
On top of gooseys.
Gooseys.
I had no clue they were even playing next year. And if they got this joker in charge, it looks like another dub for the Canes.
Hopefully so. Give us one more, Marcos, before we close out today.
All righty then. Let's start with a villain in the NBA. That is if you're a New York Knicks fan. Enemy number one, of course, has to be Trae Young. He's gone from questionable offseason workouts to telling Knicks fans to go the hell home.
New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo! Take y'all ass home.
Wow.
That's Goosey's galore. Anytime you tell Knicks fans to take their ass home, you got a cosign from old Toes.
Goosey's galore.
He did sound like a little kid, though, didn't he?
Well, that's what
he was. He was pretty pitchy.
Yeah. Hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo! Take y'all ass home.
Boo! Right.
So we're making cookies. Oh. Still goosies, though.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
Goosies.
I love his enthusiasm and his trash talking skills in front of the fans. It's amazing, especially in New York, because they would definitely get on you if you were a player from another team. So, payback, you know how that is. So, I'm all for it. I am all for it.
Goosies.
Wow.
Jennifer?
I agree. That was icy.
Yeah. Goosies. Froggy?
I'm going to say goosies galore, dude.
Goosies galore.
Take a break. Back after this.
I don't know how I let this happen. The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed. Creepy with the girl
next door. How could I forget giving her an extra key?
No, don't stop.
Wasn't me.
Oh, man. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Do you see the Rays are going to try and get in on the Juan Soto game? This is exactly what I was telling with we need irresponsible Bruce Sherman. What he needs to do, just like the Rays did, okay?
Just like all the other owners tried to do down here.
Just dangle a little something out there. Let's just have some fun, you know? Doesn't Bruce Sherman want to have a little fun? And, like, what's the harm? I mean, sure, you probably shouldn't sign somebody to a contract that you have no business paying. But on the other side of it, Leroy, what you could do is you just do it, and then once you can't pay him, you get rid of him, baby.
It's a Marlins staple right there.
Yeah, let's just have a little fun, you know?
Sherman, so you just basically gotta go out there. You want him to treat Juan Soto like Blue Chew. Now you can do it and do it.
I don't know. What?
That's what I thought it was. And do it.
Right.
Juan Soto, if he's going to take a meeting with the Rays, why not a meeting with the Fish?
Because
they don't even have a roof right now.
They don't have a stadium.
I know.
How much you think it'll cost?
They're talking $500
million. Yeah. Okay.
Irresponsible, I understand.
Like, you know what's amazing?
What?
Can I just say this about you? That is totally baffling.
Right.
You're the same guy who's trying to see how many miles he can get out of his car he's owned forever.
Yep.
But every time you talk about money, you want everybody to just be all willy-nilly with it.
Because this is
not your money.
It's a playpen.
It's not.
It's a playpen. There's no consequences. No,
here's Tobin negotiating. Yo, Juan, come see me. Okay. See that jet over there? No, that's not mine. Come on in. Okay, hear me out. We're going to give you $550 million. Mm-hmm. We're going to pay you $200,000 for the first 3 years.
That's right.
And then trade your ass before we ever had to pay the millions that we're going to owe you.
We call it we call it the Ohtani now.
The Ohtani, or you could also call it the Stanton.
Yep.
Because remember, they were paying him like $2 million.
It wasn't that little, but they
nothing.
They paid, it wasn't nothing, but they paid him the first like 6 years was like $100 million, okay, and then it got cranked up.
Right.
It's more like the Delgado. When they paid Delgado like $3 million, and then all of a sudden, the next year when he went to the Mets, it was like $20 million.
If you plan on actually paying Juan Soto, it's the Ohtani. If you plan on getting rid of his contract, you know, you call it the Delgado. Then
I saw today that the Marlins are interviewing Clayton McCullough, Dodgers first base coach, for their managerial job because both guys that they really wanted said no thanks.
You wonder why?
Great.
That's a sign of a bad organization when nobody wants to coach.
That's the sign? That's the sign of the bad.
We had a guy decide, you know what? I think I'm going to not be a manager and work in Cleveland for another year instead of go be your manager. Sorry. You know what I mean?
They have a really good team.
Well, yeah, the bench coach, though. There's the bench coach.
They have a good team.
Okay.
You don't think, can I ask, here, you don't think that even though there's only, what, 30 jobs?
Yep.
You don't think people look at this job and go, I don't want to deal with that foolishness they got going on down there?
How could you not? How could you not?
So the fact that he wants to stay on and be the bench coach or the third base coach or whatever has nothing to do with whether he wants to be a coach. It's whether he wants to be a coach here.
I mean,
deal with all the nonsense.
Skip Schumacher's like, I'd rather not manage and be an advisor to another team than manage you.
You know why they call them advisors, right?
No.
Because if you have money left, you're not a coach and you can still get paid.
Yeah, double dip.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you get a different title. That's why you ever notice a coach, when he switches teams and he's still the defensive coordinator, they just throw a tag on assistant head coach because you can't change. You got to get an increase in job.
Don't you think, though, like if we got a real ownership group in here, like if we could get a Panthers Vinny Viola, not him literally, but like a real owner in there who could just put consistency into the Marlins.
No.
There's no
I'm
shot.
I'm not going to let you do that.
Why?
Because everybody was celebrating when the last owner left. And yeah. Nobody had these thoughts when this guy came in.
They foisted Jeter on us.
Again, that's not the way you were talking when we outside his window.
No. What do you mean?
When you guys wanted to kick us out. Shame.
When we were outside his window and I was making fun.
The way you were talking, you were making fun of Curtis Granderson.
Hold on. A grown-ass man who has played baseball his whole life.
Very nice man, by the way.
Very nice man. Reached down to catch a fly ball and stepped on his own glove. So it was only like three people there. I started laughing. It was funny. What do you want me to do? Right? If you were watching baseball, I don't care what level, and outfielder ran to catch a ball and stepped on his glove and fell on his face, like, yeah, that's gonna get some giggles.
Baseball money is so crazy, though. I mean, the Panthers get to do this. And in fairness, the Panthers do get to do this. And, like, what'd you pay? You're paying these guys, like, at most, you know, $7 a year. Like, that's a haul. That's like I'm surprised these hockey players. It feels like hockey business is booming.
But it all depends on how much they're making. So,
$7 million gets a backup second baseman.
Think about this. If you have a union, it's a percentage. So, same thing with football. The reason why the football contracts keep going up is because the salary cap keeps going up.
No, I get all that money. I'm just saying it's funny. Like, it's just like,
it's funny that of all the sports, that baseball seems the most ridiculous as far as paying. And hockey is like, guy makes $8 million and say, ooh, we're getting that money on. No, not like we paid a guy to sit on the bench in Miami. I'm talking about the Dolphins, Will Fuller.
Oof.
I don't even know what number he wore.
I don't know, but it had a lot of zeros after it.
No, I'm talking about number.
Oh.
Didn't they pay him like $10
million? I think $10 million, yeah. Anyway, that's our show today, everybody. Have a great one. Enjoy the action tonight. Marcos, stop yelling at us with all the gambling.
Oh, we got two parlays for tonight, baby! Hey,
dude.
Let's go!
Bad stakes!
We have Danny Green on the show as well. We'll talk some NBA playoffs with our Odyssey NBA insider. But now we go to our Odyssey Amphibian insider. Jesus, Leroy. I mean, Leroy.
Leave the monkeys alone.
Well, koalas have chlamydia.
So when you run into one of these crack bears, you should be able to shoot it.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.